Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Not feeling too good today. Keep me in your prayers. Coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call in right now to Blog Talk Radio at 347-633-9660. One first. 347-633-9660. Also, you can call me on my other cell phone, 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. And it's going to be another hot day here in the Los Angeles area. Yesterday I was in Santa Monica, California. I was outside of Fox Channel 11, the local affiliate for Fox News, here in the Los Angeles area, letting them know that I'm taking a mighty stand for God. I believe in traditional marriage, man married a woman. The Supreme Court approved with their satanic approval that in all 50 states, you know, same-sex marriage, you know, is approved in all 50 states. And that's not the devil, ladies and gentlemen. God Almighty is going to judge America for this severely. Judgment from God Almighty is coming to America. When? Only God knows. But it's going to happen soon, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. You know, God is good. God never fails. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. Jesus Christ himself said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent means have a change of mind. Turn away from your sin, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day over 2,000 years ago. He's up in heaven right now, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And if you ever want to send me an email, keep me in your prayers. I'm not feeling good. Much appreciated. Send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Revelation, chapter 13, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat in great authority. It's describing the Antichrist. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. His names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth in the captivity shall go in the captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth men that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused the fall of both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and its number is 600, 66. That was Revelation chapter 13, ladies and gentlemen, describing the Antichrist. And he's going to give out a mark. It could be a regular mark on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be a computer chip of some kind implanted in the skin. But whatever it is, do not take it. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark of the beast. And by not doing so, we will not be able to buy or sell or live normally as we would. We would have to go into hiding. It says here in verse 17 of Revelation 13, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. We're in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we're going through the tribulation period. The face of the Antichrist, a lot of people are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist, and that the Pope, he is the false prophet. He's an Antichrist also. He must be born again. You must be born again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm not feeling well. Please keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. Please keep me in your prayers. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is so good to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call, don't ever lose sight of this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Coming to you here from Los Angeles, California, from friends of mine's house here in the San Fernando Valley. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com. /QuakeMan70. More natural disasters are coming, ladies and gentlemen, to this world. Earthquakes, volcanic activity, tsunamis. Some people are predicting a meteorite's going to hit the Earth in September. There are thousands, if not millions, of meteorites out there in space. And if God, to show his power, he can send like 10 meteorites to hit the Earth at any time he wanted to, if it's his will. Fear God, honor the King, King Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. If you want to call me, you can call me anytime. On my other cell phone, 904-575-8797. This is my new cell phone that I'm broadcasting from, home here, where I'm staying at, here in Los Angeles, California. My new cell phone number, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. After this broadcast, you can call me on this cell phone. If you have a prayer request, you can submit it to me, and I will pray for you. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. I'm going through a lot of persecution, ladies and gentlemen. People defaming my character, saying things about me that are not true behind my back to get people to go against me. But guess what? If God be for me, and I know he is, who can be against me? And, we're in the last days. There's a strong delusion going on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a strong delusion going on. Let me turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, I believe. No, chapter 2. And I'll read a portion of these verses. It says here, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, them that perish. I got 90 seconds to go in this live broadcast, because they receive not the love. Let me read that again. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. 60 seconds to go. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, the beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you the salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Left about 40 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Lord willing, God willing, I will upload this broadcast later on to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at Gregory of News. You can watch my TV shows worldwide on my YouTube site at James Gregory. Just go to Google and put in GMN Gregory News Network. Takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. Okay, it's going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. You have a good day. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GMN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care.